You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
One of the many fun things about studying the history of the English language is that it explains what can seem like mysteries, such as why the F becomes a V in wife, wives, or knife, knives.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning.
Okay, Anne, this is a question that I've always wondered about, especially when I was a kid, but I will admit I never quite get around to pursuing an answer, so I'm really looking forward to hearing you talk about this.
It's a very fair question, and as I said, I think it can feel like a mystery that F just mysteriously becomes V, but when you study the history of the language, you see that this is a pattern, and it's a pattern that we can explain if we go back to Old English, the language of the time of Beowulf, and it applies to all these words that are native English words. They were words in Old English. Now, to explain this, we're going to need to make some sounds together, Rebecca. Are you ready?
I am ready. I love it when we do this.
And I hope that all our listeners are going to participate. We need to talk about how we make the sound F or F and V or V. So to make an F, you need to take your top teeth and put them on top of your bottom lip and then blow the air through. Don't put in a vowel, just blow the air through. Exactly. That's what we think of as an F. Now, that is a voiceless sound because your vocal cords are not vibrating. V is exactly the same sound with your vocal cords vibrating. So the way to tell if your vocal cords are vibrating is take a couple of fingers and put them on the front part of your throat. Now, first, make the sound and now make the sound V. Did you feel your vocal cords?
Yes, V for vibration.
I think often we don't realize that F and V are so closely related. The only difference is that F is voiceless and V is voiced. Now, in Old English, these two sounds were the same sound. In other words, V was a variant of F that occurred in particular contexts. Old English speakers would have heard these as the same sound, which I know seems really surprising. To understand this, let's take another example from English of two sounds that actually are pronounced differently, but we now think of as the same sound. I'm going to ask you to say two words, Rebecca, and I want you to put your hand up in front of your mouth and say the word pot and then spot.
Pot, spot.
Now, if it worked correctly, you would have had a little puff of air that hit your hand when you said pot.
Yep, I got air with pot, no air with spot.
Perfect. So we have two pronunciations of P here, an aspirated P with a little puff of air and an unaspirated P in spot. As English speakers, though, we think it's all the sound P. Who cares whether it's aspirated? So there you've got two variants of what we think of as one sound. And in Old English, F and V would have been two variants of what Old English speakers would have thought of as one sound. And it was absolutely predictable when an F would become a V. It would become a V in between two other voiced sounds. And here it's important to know that in English, all vowels are voiced. So you have a word like wif, W-I-F, in Old English, which means woman, and the F sounds like an F, wif. To become plural, you added an A-S, and it became weevas, because that F was now surrounded by two vowels, and it came to sound like a V. So you have weef, weevas. Knief, notice that I'm saying the K sound at the beginning, because that was actually pronounced in Old English. Knief, knievas. And there's a whole set of these. So think about thief, thieves. Wolf, wolves. Leaf, leaves. Calf, calves. Loaf, loaves, life, lives.
Yeah, there's just a few of them.
Just a few of them. All Old English words, totally predictable. No longer predictable in English because if you take a modern borrowed word like gaff, Rebecca, what's your plural?
Gaffs.
Exactly. Not an Old English word. So that one, you have gaff, you just add an S sound and you get gaffs. But we have these relics from Old English where weef, wife, becomes wives.
Well, Anne, I always appreciate a stroll through the language museum. Thanks so much.
I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.